News Time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Profanity-spewing parrots given a second chance at the British Zoo.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, Kevin, Carrie said she's never seen deviled eggs for sale in the store anywhere.
Okay.
But if you have, please let us know.
Yeah, I just thought about it, and I was like, it seems like the only place you could maybe get them is a deli, like when they know, okay, this is going to be the day people are going to want these.
I wonder if they don't last very long.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Like, I mean, they're sitting in the counter, you know what I mean, where you go,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, now you care about expired.
Well, I don't think they could be on the counter. I feel like they have to be.
Well, in the cooler, I meant.
Safely
yeah.
in the deli.
Yeah. yeah, in the cooler. But still, I just don't know if they age well in the cooler.
Maybe maybe that's why they're so special, is that they really do have to be. Take some time. And they do take a little time to make.
Yeah. I do feel like I've seen them at a. Like at the deli counter at a grocery store or something.
Uh-huh.
Or at a deli.
Counter, the grocery
store. So are you willing to put that up against. What our nice listeners said?
Again, what Carrie said?
Carrie, yeah.
No.
Okay. So that's the end of that, I guess. yeah, let us know if you've ever seen a deviled egg for sale in a store. Tell me now. Because it is one of those things that does take a little time to make that I wouldn't mind buying them. Because they are... You got to boil the egg, and then you got to take the stuff out of the middle, and you got to whip up the yolk with all the goodies, and then you got to, cut them in half, which isn't really that hard. I was actually, Coop and I had a good time making them a couple years ago, because he really wanted them, and I was like, okay, then we got to make them, dude. And we did, and we actually had fun with it. The only problem is, boy, they're hard not to eat when you
make them. I was going to say, I feel like that's a one for you, one for me, for somebody else.
It was tough. I realized we're never going to get this tray full if we don't stop.
Swimming upstream there.
Well, let's take a look at the weekend box office. I bet you can guess what was number one.
I don't know how much Wicked made, but Wicked. I'm going to say that they probably spent over $200 million advertising it over the weekend. That was the most ridiculous amount of commercials
I've ever seen.
You're joking.
No, Jay, I didn't notice it this weekend. That is weird.
Wow.
I have noticed a lot of it leading up to this weekend, but I didn't see it this weekend.
It was unbelievable how much they spent.
I'm tuned it out at this point.
Yeah, possible. I mean, it was like about every break.
Wow. Wicked is the number one movie in America, earning $114 million over the weekend.
What?
$114 million.
That's all they made?
I think 114 is pretty good.
I think they were shooting for 160.
Were they?
That's not very good.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't as good a weekend. Well, then what did Gladiator 2 make?
Gladiator 2 made $55 million.
I don't remember what their goal was. But
Red 1 was $13 million.
That's the one I want to see.
Let's see. Bonhoeffer.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor, spy, assassin. That's a wordy. $5 million. And coming in at number five, Venom, The Last Dance.
That is wordy.
It is.
Wait, was that all one title?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So that, I mean, $114 million, I thought that was decent, but I didn't realize that they had even, bigger goals than that.
You know why? Globally.
Oh, globally.
That makes more sense.
Well, I bet you globally they did it.
Yeah, because it got $50 million overseas.
Okay.
So, that makes more sense now.
So, they're going to be
$114 million U.S. Okay,
what happens this next weekend?
Well, I mean, Moana 2 comes out on Wednesday, so that's going to take up a lot.
Man. I'm excited
for
that one.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we are definitely, the James family will be attending.
Ah, that's going to be perfect. You guys are a wheelhouse for that.
Oh, yeah. And I keep telling my granddaughter, I'm like...
Wait, did you guys watch the first one together? I can't remember.
I have not seen it. I somehow have missed it. She's seen it numerous times.
Yeah.
But I...
Jeez, Kevin, you've never seen Moana?
No. And so I keep telling her, I'm like, hey, you know what? We have to watch this week. I know, Papa. Moana. Because you haven't seen it. And I'm like, yeah, well, you like it, right?
I am surprised. Yeah,
you're forcing her to watch it.
She's at a stage where she just, I don't know, she like refuses almost to sit down for 90 minutes and watch a movie.
Well, I mean, it's got to be pretty good for a, you know, 5-year-old. Five-year-old to, I mean, 90 minutes is a long time to sit when you're five.
It
Heck,
is,
you don't even like to sit for 90.
I mean, now, what's different, though, is if you put it on,
You're like a 5-year-old.
If you put it on an iPad, she'll watch it for 90 minutes, no trouble.
Not on the TV.
Right. So maybe that's what they need to do. We'll just watch it on the iPad.
Is it because it's a control thing, you think?
I don't know. Probably. She's a woman and her dad's...
Okay, we're not doing that.
...daughter. She come by it honestly. Too much?
I think maybe.
That's too much. Okay.
For a 5-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, well... You see it.
Yeah.
See something, say something.
Okay.
That's what I was always taught.
Is this the FAA? What are we doing? TSA? What do we got going on here?
Yeah, something like that.
By the way, I did want to pass on one note we were talking about. Yellowstone, just a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
That other new show.
Landman
mm-hmm. with Billy Bob Thornton. It's also got, you know, Demi Moore and John Hamm.
Yeah.
In a little bit lesser roles. You couldn't have a bigger role than Billy Bob. I mean, he is 100%.
Because you watched it then?
Is the star, yeah.
Okay.
I watched the, I think it was the second episode, so now I need to go back and
the one that was on last night.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's another Taylor Sheridan, right?
Yes. It's a good show.
They're all Taylor Sheridan shows,
it
Steve.
It is okay. Good.
I mean, I've been watching Lioness. That's a Taylor Sheridan show.
Tulsa King.
I haven't seen that.
I think Warren was all excited about Tulsa King.
And, of course, the weird part is all of these, you know, shows that have been around a minute, 1883 and all that, and 1923, they're all doing the network television debut. Because, you know, now they're just going to come to regular TV.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're that's kicking off, I think, this weekend.
I highly recommend 1883. I enjoyed watching that. It's got, you know... Tim and Faith in it. That the young girl who is their daughter. I don't remember her name, but boy, she's just great. She's a great actress. It's a good show.
Is that the one that plays Elsa Dutton?
Uh huh.
Okay, Isabel May.
Isabel May
is her real name. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what all she's done, but at some point I have a feeling she's gonna win some sort of award for something. But I really enjoyed it. And Billy Bob, I just forget how good Billy Bob is. He's a weirdo, I think, in real life.
Feels like he is.
But
yeah.
He
that's fair.
Man, he can play a role. You just instantly buy in. Like, I think that guy is real.
It's so funny because when he's showing the previews, they show a lot of them. They show the previews and there's Billy Bob just talking about it. And in my mind, I'm like, wait, is he in character right now? Because why does he have two hats on or whatever it is?
He's got a weird look. Like when he was on the CMAs, didn't he have that?
Yeah,
same?
And you're like, "What? Wait, what is that? What does he call that?
I don't know. Hat on hat.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, sometimes fancy deals get you, Jay. Yeah, believe me.
I mean, that was exactly what the promotion was.
Kevin James.
Fancy deal, blah, blah, blah. All right. Well named.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up in about 45 minutes, your first chance to qualify for our $1,000 weekly giveaway.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Now, dear Jay and Kevin, I moved to Spokane for work 3 years ago. I've loved it here, but certainly missed my friends and family back home in Kansas City. I've only been back home one time, and it was so tough. I have so many friends and so many family members, I felt like I couldn't keep everybody happy seeing them. I really didn't enjoy the way it felt. Of course I want to see everybody, but it's just too stressful. I'm going to be going home for 10 days during Thanksgiving. My parents will have a great group of family there, so I will get to see them, but I haven't told any of my friends that I'm coming home. Of course, I will try to sneak in some time with a few friends, but I have a big family and I know they're going to keep me busy. A friend here in Spokane suggested that I just get have one big get together one night and invite everyone. If they can make it, great. If they can't, that's fine too. It does seem like a great solution, but I think maybe I would just struggle with the trying to keep everyone happy or spending enough time with everybody. It just seems like it's the same problem, but all at once. Do you think this is the best idea, or is it just okay for me not to tell anybody and go and enjoy? I'd love your thoughts. That's from McKenna.
All right, 509-441-0999 to call or text. That's the Runge Furniture Studio line. Kathy did. She said they used to do like an open house kind of thing. You know, where they'd just say, hey, here's a couple of times.
Right.
And, you know, apparently at family's home.
I do like that because maybe it has a more laid-back feel, right? For the... Because if you go somewhere and you've invited everybody, McKenna sounds like the kind of girl who is going to feel like she has to entertain everybody. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's like silly. Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, and the problem is, if that's the way she's wired, that's going to be hard to break that feeling.
Well, yeah, you won't ever. I mean, if she's just that, she feels like she has to entertain everybody, then yeah, it might be too much for you to see anybody. It's okay to not tell them to. It's your life. You do what you want. If it's right. Too much work and too much to get everybody together, then just, hey, I just went home. Hey, how come you didn't give me a call? You know what? We just focused on family. I had so much family stuff. I couldn't even get away. Not for 10 minutes? Nope, not for 10 minutes.
And it stinks because you're going to.
Wow.
You know, like she said, I will sneak out and hang out with some friends to, you know, go to. So she's going to find time for some friends, but I'm assuming this is that thing where you just have to prioritize what is best for you. Like, that's hard. And she doesn't have children yet, so that makes it a lot harder because when you have children, that is like the ultimate excuse for this thing, right?
Yeah,
we're just
doing
too much with the kids. We need to just
mom and dad. We would just go to a pizza place, and we would just get this room. That we'd say, hey, can we get the back room? Sure. And then we would just say, hey, we're going to be at so-and-so's pizza on Tuesday night. Before Christmas, whatever it was, and just say, you know, we're going to be there for a couple hours. If you feel like stopping by, cool. And just did that. And there was no entertaining. It was just, you know, hang out for a couple hours. A lot of times people came by. It was just too much otherwise. You try to see everybody, it's so exhausting. It's not even fun.
And that's exactly what it sounds like happened the first time with her.
Man, it's
trying to learn the. And I think when you go home, you're so excited, you don't think it's going to be that bad, right? You're like, oh, this will be cool. I get to see everybody. And then you realize,
but yeah, it's exhausting.
Oh, that's too much. No, I do like that she has 10 days. That might make it a little easier.
Sure.
But, okay, Steve, you go home. And I don't know.
Yeah, Steve, go home.
You go home.
But you're going home for Thanksgiving.
I am.
What? I mean, will you try to see people or what happens there?
Yeah, no, that is the plan. I actually, this weekend, I spent some time kind of scheduling out what I'm going to be doing.
So, you're meeting this friend on this day and this friend on this day and then a family day, and then is that how it's working? And
yeah, kind of, sort of.
Have you set up a Google Doc and a spreadsheet?
I probably should. Jeez.
I mean, it might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. No, I have a plan for...
Can you imagine you send a shared document, Kevin, up. To all your friends?
I love it.
Hey, man, sign up for a time. I'm going to be available between noon and 3 this day. And
here's a link to my Calendly. Make sure you sign up for a time.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? Because other people are doing stuff with their family.
Of course they are.
Other people are coming in from out of town. So,
okay, that was my question to you is... I feel like a lot of your friends are college friends. Is that true?
Actually, the majority of people that I'm going to be seeing are high school friends.
Okay, that makes more sense because they still live in the area.
Still in the area, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a good group of high school friends that you would still like to see.
Yeah, I guess the two people that I'm going to be seeing, yeah.
Two of them. Okay, that's not bad.
No, I mean, you know, you graduated, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, you don't have that many, I wouldn't think. You're just going, hey, let's get together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the first year you do the group thing where you just say, meet us at the pizza place or whatever, it feels maybe a little weird. But by year two, you realize, oh, my gosh, that was so much better.
Yeah.
At just trying to get to everybody's house and work out a time. And then you're like, oh, I got to go. And then it's rushed. It's just awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point.
I do think it's a good idea, Jay. And I don't know if McKenna, who wrote the letter, would be able to handle it or not, but there's only
one
way to
find out. Well, she's not
handling
it now.
Yeah. I mean, try it. See what you like. Or if you do want to go with the, I'm not telling anybody, that's your prerogative too.
Be okay with it.
And then don't let any of your friends that you go see post pictures.
I was just going to say, just so you know, if you start posting or people start posting, that could get weird.
Trouble.
Yeah. Feel like you've been left out a little bit. All right. Well, there you go. There's our conversation. It continues on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He was originally from France, I believe. Recently moved here.
How'd you know he was from France? Could you see his underpants?
Well, in addition to that, he told me that he was from France.
Okay, well, that's actually an easier way to tell.
Kevin James.
And he also had a French accent.
Okay, also easier to tell.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Little Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, also 30 minutes away from qualifying for $1,000. So they asked Billy Bob Thornton while he was wearing those two hats, why are you wearing two hats?
Okay, good.
And then they videoed it, and then they released it. And the funny thing about it is Billy Bob Thornton, you know, somebody, you could get, depending on the person and how you catch them, it might be the none of your business, what are you talking to me, get away from me. But no, he was super nice about it. He's signing books and autographs and everything, just kind of walking through this TSA line. You're Billy Bob Thornton. You probably got recognized pretty quickly. Why does he wear two hats?
And also, it's just kind of a thing I saw a friend of mine do years ago who was in a band. Not a famous person, just a person. And I thought, you know what? I like that. So I just started doing it.
I saw somebody in a band doing it, so he's like, he also said he won't do it when it's hot, because he said, you know what I mean, it's hot.
Well, yeah, you got two hats on.
Right, he's like it's like a stocking cap underneath what is that, a fedora? What kind of hat is that?
I've kind of seen him wear some different hats on top of it, and, you know, ultimately, Billy Bob Thornton wants to be a musician.
I feel like that's
remember when he had
his
band?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he still has his band, but, I mean, he was...
Yeah.
He loves the music stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you're just so good at acting and not as good at music? You just kind of got to
pay the bills, man.
Yep.
And then real quickly for you, before you guys get to yours, you know, we talked about the fact somebody threw something at Zach Bryan on the stage at the Tacoma Dome over the weekend in his two shows, striking a band member. Thus, in a separate story, they do this thing apparently at the Zach Bryan concert where they fake like somebody got, he's going to pass out, you know, like, oh, we got to revive him. He's going to play such an amazing fiddle thing. So it's like, he fakes like he's slumped over, you know, and
like
they take
someone in the crowd.
Nah, like the band member. So they take their hats off and they're like fanning him. Oh, he's going to pass out, bring him back to life. And then he runs to the front of the stage and he starts playing the fiddle and he's just, it's insane. Right.
Okay.
So it's just a little acting job. Unfortunately, the paramedics didn't know. And they start running to the stage to try to get on stage. You think the guy's having a medical emergency?
Yeah, you got to let them know.
Yeah, you might want to ahead of time.
Because they're just doing, what a great job by them.
Well, yeah, they see a guy passing out on stage. So they're like, there's just people's, we're recording. So, of course, you see these two paramedics carrying their bags, running to the stage. And then all of a sudden the guy just, he's fine. And he runs to the front of the stage and starts playing the
fiddle.
Do
we know how Zach Bryan handled it?
I don't think he knew. It didn't look like he was aware because it was kind of, you know, they had just changed the lighting. It had just gotten dark and it was, I'm not 100% sure he even knew what was happening. And then I saw where one of the fans said to the guy, hey, I bet that was a bummer. And the paramedic goes, would have been nice to know.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to
and
know.
And also nice that it wasn't real.
Oh, for
you know,
sure.
It's
a
kind of a double dipper, right?
Where absolutely. Like,
That would have been
right.
Sad news over the weekend. Game show legend Chuck Woolery.
I just saw that. I missed that over the weekend. I just saw it.
Man, that guy. He was to me my favorite game show host. I mean,
what are all the ones
that
he hosted?
Didn't have, you know, just one show for the longest time. He hosted the original version of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
and then
right,
Love Connection.
Right.
Love Connection was his longest one for 11 years. And then he just kind of bounced around from, he did 6 years with Wheel of Fortune and then was replaced by Pat Sajak, who he had a pretty good run.
Yeah, he did.
Let's see, 11
he
years.
He seemed like he was so fun, honestly.
Absolutely.
Because some of them you watched him and you're like, eh, you don't really sound like you're that fun. But he seemed like a fun guy. He just would, his laugh was always genuine.
Yeah.
Like he just seemed like a kind of a normal person.
Scrabble, he did from 84 to 1990, so 6 years there. And then just kind of jumped from show to show.
Yeah.
Home and Family for 2 years, The Dating Game for 2 years. And then, let's see, Greed, I don't remember that one. And then Lingo for 5 years was his last show in 2007 when he retired. Passed away at the age of 83 after experiencing trouble breathing is what the statement said.
Wow, that's too bad.
He was just always, he just was a cool game show host.
I liked him.
Which is why they had him on a lot of other, like they said, you made guest appearances on Melrose Place and Scrubs, Gary Shandling's show. Like, he was one of those guys that they would just throw in because he was just kind of cool pop culture.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, what do you got for us?
Mickey Guyton is going to be hosting the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony on CBS. So
the national one?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Wow. Okay.
I think she's done this before, if I'm not mistaken. But, December 20th. At 8 p.m. Eastern, which would be 5 for us.
I did see the tree that they cut down for the national, for the big tree lighting. It's like, and they put it on the flatbed and move it out of there. Who pays for that? Or do they get it for free because it's just it's like, oh, man, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah.
Is that how that works for the tree thing?
I think so. No, it's the annual tree lighting ceremony is presented by the National Park Service and the National Park Foundation.
So Griswold cuts it down?
I was going to say,
the Griswold family.
Do they cut the tree from a park?
It seems like they maybe do.
Is that what they do? I mean, they're just getting at their own stuff.
I should have paid more attention because I saw it with them cutting the tree down and doing the whole thing. And I was like,
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. But Mickey Guyton will be there.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
What's that?
Do you know Mickey Guyton?
She's a country star.
I'd say she's a country singer.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Growing up, all I ever knew was Tabasco and didn't know there was any other. And then realized, there's 800 million different kinds.
Kevin James.
Once someone made the first bottle of hot sauce, it spread like fire. See, hot sauce.
I get what you did.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Chanel said her 17-month-old niece learned how to say auntie. That's a big weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a big weekend. Steve, what was that's the best awesome. Part of your weekend?
Boy, I was on the phone a lot this weekend.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Really?
Just planning my trip.
Like with friends and family to get the schedule down?
Yeah.
I see.
I would say the planning was great, but also not. I mean, it's...
So what are you planning to do when you see said friends?
Curious. Well, two of my buddies, the ones from high school, they both recently had children.
Okay.
So I will be meeting their children.
So you're going to their houses?
Yes.
I understand.
Well, one lives there, one doesn't, so I'm going to the one's parents' house and the other one.
I understand. He also was in town to visit.
Yeah.
These will not be together. These will be separate meetings.
Separate meetings.
Okay.
I saw where 2.5 million, 2.5 million people are expected to travel every day.
Is that right?
Through TSA.
What time do you think I need to get to the airport?
2 hours ahead, they said.
I'd leave now.
On my way.
Steve probably will.
Yeah.
Off topic, but I saw the good news is that... the parking at the Spokane Airport?
Yeah.
They expanded a ton. I don't know if you've been out there recently.
I don't know that I've seen that.
If you haven't been to the airport recently, it will look different because, they changed the way the road goes differently to where parking is versus where, the terminal is, et cetera, et cetera. It can be different. It might throw you off, so you kind of have to pay attention
to
the signs.
Sounds like it might.
But they added 800 new spots over by Terminal C. Or as we used to say, the Alaskan Airlines
on
terminal.
On the sea side of things or on the road side of things? On the parking side of things. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Like when you're driving is it to your right or to your left?
I think it's a little of both. They did expand out further, which is why they part of the reason they moved the road. But if you haven't been there since, let's say, last November, 1,600 new spots.
See what he's saying?
Boy.
So that's good news.
See what he's saying?
You know what I'm saying there?
See?
Yeah, see?
I see what he's saying.
See?
Yeah.
See what he's saying?
Terminal C. So anyway, back to you, Steve. Sorry, I just thought I'd throw out some tidbits for you.
No, it was just great to kind of get a pre what's going on with everybody before I see them. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And how long are these said visits? Do we have a timetable? Like, oh, we're going to be there for 3 hours, then I'm going to go over there, then I'm going to see my dad, then I'm going to see my little.
I mean, I know one is going to be fairly quick. Because
you don't like them that much and they don't like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Another one's going to be like a dinner situation.
Oh, gee, way to invite yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we're going out to eat.
Oh, wow.
So I think it'll start off at the house and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
They're bringing their small child to dinner?
That I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
Okay.
And these both of these fellows have wives, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What are you insinuating, Kevin?
Nothing. I was just making sure that it was, you know, that they...
Seemed like you were about ready to go down a road.
Not at all, Jay. I'm not doing that to Steve. Steve will find love when he's ready.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Not wrong.
Unless.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Unless he makes no progress by Valentine's Day, then we will do it for him.
Oh, wow. Kevin, best part of your
fair
weekend.
Enough. Is that fair?
I mean, it's fair for me.
That's a hard deadline, huh?
Yeah, it seems like he just established it, yeah.
By Valentine's Day.
Right.
Okay.
Certainly no pressure. We all know it's easiest to start a relationship over the holidays. Long-lasting,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Heck yeah. I started one over the holidays once.
Case in point.
Well, like before, right? I mean, like right around this time.
I don't know if that's helping the cause.
Well, it was a good relationship for
a while.
I
didn't say
until
it
wasn't. I was not really that much to blame.
Oh, golly. Is this what we're doing? Is this the best part of your weekend?
I just
want to
clear my name. I wonder if people think that I'm
that's the best
really
part of your
bad
weekend?
At relationships, and I'm really not. I'm a very gentle, kind lover and willing to do, you know, probably too willing. I'm a people pleaser, Jay, and I'm maybe just a little too willing to let everything not be as I need.
I feel like we should have a couch in here.
We should. 100%. Listen, I've run out of money for therapy, so I would like to just start doing it here.
Mm.
Is that fine?
Have we not been doing that?
Steve, we haven't got that into it.
Steve, let's go. Talk about shots fired.
Can my best part of the weekend be from this morning?
If that's what it is, I guess,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because genuinely, I was kind of down and out this weekend with not feeling good, stomach issue. It was no fun. And then, I mean, the Seahawks win was great, but then this morning I got up and I'm like, wait, how do I actually feel better?
Mm-hmm.
I felt terrible last night. And I was just like, well, that's a miracle. That's a Christmas miracle. Thank you, Lord. And got up, came to work. And then when I looked at my phone, I had a video. My granddaughter had made a video for me yesterday.
Oh, I thought you meant a long message from me. I didn't know what you had on your phone.
No, that I definitely don't have any messages from you.
Oh, okay.
But my granddaughter had taken my phone, and she is just in her bedroom recording herself. Usually she records herself doing, you know, gymnastics and all that stuff, or dancing.
Yeah,
but
which
this
is
one
awesome.
Is just simply, she's just doing this, Jay.
She's dabbing.
Just dabbing to the camera, and it just made my morning. I was like,
that's hilarious.
That's the sweetest good morning ever.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Just a little dab from the granddaughter.
That's great. How does she know that? That seems like past her, or before her, I should say.
I don't know. She's been doing it. She has roller skates, and she roller skates all through the house.
Oh,
my
gosh. That is the greatest and maybe most terrible thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. She does have to wear a helmet. We make sure
I get
that.
It.
so that she doesn't crack her head open.
Yeah, ideal.
But she's gotten good on him.
You're
and
an
so
incredible, sensitive lover, or whatever you said, and a good grandpa. So good work.
Yeah, I think I kind of, I mean, I really am a package, but I don't, I mean, other than being kind of a mess right this second.
Kind of a package that comes postage due, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, that could be.
We'll throw a couple of forever stamps on you. You'll be good to go.
Thank you, Steve. That's what I need. Jay, I need to know the best part of your weekend.
Do you, though?
I do, really.
I did nothing this weekend, and it was intentional. It's been a busy couple of weekends, including Nashville last weekend. It was just busy.
Yeah, so you've been a busy boy.
I've been trying this thing, Kevin, where they call it a mini vacation your weekend, and I don't call it that, but I've kind of adopted it a little
like
bit.
Like a little staycation, you mean?
Where I just go, I'm going to do as many chores as I can during the week. So every weekday, I'll at least do one of the things that I might have usually piled up for the weekend.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, Monday I'm going to do this outside. Tuesday I'm going to do this. Wednesday I'm going to do this cleaning part. Thursday this. And then on the weekend, I don't have anything that I quote unquote have to do.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
And you just do the thing where either at least one of the days you do nothing.
Yeah. That's...
Whether that means just sitting on your rear end watching TV or it means doing what you would like to do as opposed to having chores.
Yes.
So I try to get the chores out of the way during the week by spreading them out.
I like that. That's smart.
And it wasn't bad. And then this weekend, I didn't leave the house. I didn't get into a car.
No way.
For 48 hours. It was a miracle.
No way.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Jay.
I was going to text you on Saturday and just tell you congratulations because I'm sure your wife is planning where you guys are going for the Nebraska bowl game.
No, don't talk out loud.